Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont. Let's explore today the idea of intelligent self-esteem and the utilization of the consciousness of intelligent self-esteem in your life, as your life, to attract more and more blessings to your life. One of the great effects in the life of the metaphysician is intelligent self-esteem. Indeed, there is nothing more fundamental in this rapidly changing world of ours than the need for intelligent self-esteem. A person who abides in a state of self-doubt or self-distrust is standing in his or her own way when it comes to facing the ongoing challenges of life and living. A healthy understanding that God expresses itself by means of us leads us to self-reliance, self-respect, and self-trust. To realize there is a power within us that knows what to do and how to do it and let go and let it be our way is a manifestation of positive self-esteem in action, intelligent self-esteem in action. It is the power of positive purpose unfolding. This awareness must be actualized if we are going to fulfill our lives with health, with success, and with love. Now, question. Why do people withhold greater good from their own lives? It is because they do not comprehend and embody the idea that we live from a limitless source of never-ending good. Henry David Thoreau stated, "The life of the average man is one of quiet desperation." I think the beauty of metaphysical understanding taught in unity, divine science, religious science, is that we have the capacity within ourselves to pull ourselves out of the law of average and begin to direct our lives instead of having the world direct us, we are told, to not conform to the world, but to be transformed. How? By the renewing of our mind. Henry David Thoreau, in stating this beautiful idea and this beautiful truth, listen to it again. The life of the average man or the average person is one of quiet desperation. He also advises the answer to this negative experience, and he said the answer is to enter the heaven of self-realization. What a beautiful thing it is to know and know that there is always an answer if you look for it. There is always the beautiful if you try to find it. Because in metaphysical understanding, we realize that what we're looking for is looking for us. Why? Because we're part of one mind, one life, one intelligence. To get our self-esteem in gear and derive more from our living experience, what do we need to do? Well, the great teachers have told us that we must continually give more of our positive self to our event, to our experience. By doing this, we lovingly discover the esteem of God as our exhaustless life. As we give our riches, our abundance increases. As we give of our joy, understanding, and love, we find ourselves meeting these same qualities which bless, enrich, and heal our lives and world. Our friends in Buddhism understand very clearly that the only way that we're going to find peace on this thing called earth is to begin to see peace, because we only experience what we see. Self-esteem, letting it unfold as intelligent self-esteem in our own life, letting it unfold in the realization that it is indispensable, not only to our healthy well-being, but to our daily participation and daily process in this thing called life, in the living that we all experience. When we let self-respect be our way, when we find this as an ongoing experience, we find our capacity to respect others increasing, to respect others, to respect the world around us to respect other religions, other people, other places, other things. The Hindu idea of namaste, the God in me greets the God in you. The love in me greets the love in you. Namaste. What a beautiful idea this is as we unfold in a greater and greater experience of self-understanding. When we experience a deep sense of securing and self-trust, my friends, we begin to contribute to the world and all the people in it in great and wonderful ways. People who have experienced clear self-awareness and have allowed it to evolve into positive self-love have a great capacity to experience the love of others. What a wonderful thing to increase in your life. What a great way to begin your day and start something new unfolding as you in this thing called now. What is this? It is God expressing as our intelligent self-esteem in action. If we choose to let this lesson be our way, we will find ourselves doing something, and that is congratulating ourselves forever for making the choice to do so. And we all have choice. In my class the other night, we were exploring William James' idea of if you don't know what choice to make and don't make a choice, you've just made one. And that's what a lot of people do with unlimited possibility unfolding as them, begin to move forward in confusion and choose not to choose, which is choice. When you choose to think from your unlimited possibility, from your intelligent self-esteem, all of a sudden you begin to notice something very wonderful and beautiful, and that is you begin to notice that you are attracting blessings to yourself. Why? Because you're allowing yourself to be a blessing. In Henry VIII, William Shakespeare says, "You bear a gentle mind, and heavenly blessings follow such creatures." A gentle mind. Think about it. Here's a lesson. Listen carefully. Each person attracts not necessarily the thing they want. They attract what they are, no less, no more. As we become more in consciousness, more in self-understanding, more in intelligent self-esteem, some subtle metaphysical magnet of the mind draws increasing good into our life. This is an automatic process. A gentleness of mind begins a gentle heritage of experience. Somebody said that the challenge we have is to allow ourselves to move beyond confusion, doubt, and fear into a level of positive faith that has no description in awareness. It is just there waiting to be what we let it become. There's an old adage that says, loyalty seeks out the loyal. I think this is a wonderful idea. And I would challenge you today to wake up and make a choice today to be loyal to your highest good, loyal to the infinite possibility of your creativity, your talents, your expression. To the person who has a heart of love, more shall be given. And the person who keeps an abiding trust in the infinite supply of infinite love. These are people who know that they are heir to the inheritance of the compound wealth of the universe. You are heir to it. You are what you think about all day long, said Emerson. The likeness of it will be brought about in your immediate life, in your home, your work, your play. Not the concepts that we think about, but the concepts we think about and then choose to become. That's what does it. Knowing about something is not an experience that allows you to be the something you know about. What you need to do is become one with what you know about. The Japanese have a wonderful word called meshin, which means the mind of no mind. What are we told in the Judeo-Christian Bible? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Well, what is following you is experience, my friends, is your consciousness unfolding. So today I have a challenge for you. The challenge is to know today that what you attract into your life is up to you. Know today that your thoughts, by way of your consciousness, is now in action and demonstrating the wonderful because it is full of wonder and full of light. Know today that you have the opportunity to find lightness in your consciousness, in an awareness of love that is beyond anything you've known before, and love the discovery. Live in gentleness, and life is gentle to you. Live in faith, and faithfulness will surround you. Show consideration today, and it will return to you, press down and overflowing. Allow yourself, if there's any confusion, doubt, and fear in your life, to diffuse it with love. Allow yourself to love everything that you attend to today. Rejoice in the abundance of God's givingness and know that the source of your greater good is always right where you are, knowing what to do and how to do it. Share it. Share it praisingly. Why? Because this one source, which is the source of all good and all the avenues of infinite life's heaven, will open up to you in the now, and it will pour out a blessing into your world beyond anything you've ever known before. Dr. Ernest Holmes, in the Science of Mind textbook on page 295, says everyone automatically attracts to himself just what he or she is. Where? In consciousness. What if today you could move forward from this time together and affirm that God is light and in God there is no darkness at all? You can do this. Intelligent self-esteem, positive self-esteem, spiritual self-esteem unfolding as you, again, knows what to do, knows how to do it. And since each and every person lives, moves, and has their being in the one reality we call God, or whatever you want to call it, and God is light, no seeming journey that you could take anywhere is possible unless it is filled with light. There is no experience of darkness, and if it's there, it's just seeming darkness. There is no despair that will not heal, and there is no separation or estrangement from anything that is capable of keeping the light of truth and wisdom out of your life if you choose to be the experience of light and wisdom and light and truth and wisdom and light and all of that in action as you. A person might fear that there is something out there that they can't deal with. There's some limited experience that is about to attack them in such a way that they can define themselves as a victim. Remember, people who think they're victims have to fill their life full of victimizers in order to keep proving to themselves they're victims. The challenge is, again, to understand that there is something that will guide you and direct you, and it is your own intelligence. God's intelligence as you knows what to do. And this guidance, this divine intelligence, says to you, if you listen to it, stop and listen to your higher truth. Stop and listen. You know, someone came up to me the other day and said, should I do this and should I do that? And I said, do what's right. Do what's right. You don't have to question what is right in this situation.
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
In Psalms 27:1, it affirms, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You see, the only thing you need to be saved from, my friends, is people trying to save you, because the only thing that's going to save you from yourself is yourself. The great teachers have all taught this. They've said you can look low here, low there for it. It is where? It is within you. this light that is within you, this divine intelligence within you, this power that says to you, stop and listen, you are inseparable from your greater good. This is the voice of understanding, guidance, comfort in you, as you, and it will impart its counsel to itself as you, if you turn to it in quiet meditation, in quiet contemplation, affirming that which is already true in consciousness. I love, the other day I saw a interview with Goldie Hawn. She was pointing out the advantage of children or adults who will take time, two or three times a day, just to sit for 2 or 3 minutes and become still and to become quiet and let the brain rest and rethink themselves to affirm. We have a wonderful magazine, the Creative Thought Magazine. It's international and it is absolutely wonderful. If you'd like to know more about the Creative Thought Magazine, call us. It's area code 510-656-9955. We'll give you information about beautiful magazine, The Creative Thought. But it's designed and patterned after an experience started really by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who used to write every day words down in his journal that was describing the day he was about to experience. It was his daily journal. It is a daily opportunity to sit and affirm something that is already true of you, and then open your eyes and allow yourself to think as the treatment or the affirmation is, as you, as me, Heavenly Presence. Heavenly Presence everywhere at once knows what to do. And what if today you could really move forward and affirm for yourself, Heavenly Presence within me, all-knowing mind within me, I now come to the awareness of this in quietness, and I allow myself to tap into unfailing wisdom. I allow it now to reveal itself to my attentive consciousness and wake up and realize what I have discovered is not something outside of me, but a greater experience within me I have never discovered before. What if we make a demand today to know more, to allow ourselves to move forward at a higher, happier level, to know ourselves as infinite truth unfolding, to find out the possibility of this consciousness thinking, and know that today is our opportunity to serve this awareness? What if today you could honor the best of yourself? What if today you could allow yourself to know and know you know there's a higher idea of you ready to become you, if you allow your ideal to become your idea and then give birth to the idea as experience? What happens is you begin to understand very clearly there is no darkness where infinite life abounds. There is no darkness when we understand that infinite light is what we are. It is with us. It is us. Even now, its instructions seek us out if we pay attention to it. Not that something in the universe has a plan for us. There is no such thing as some God's will or God's plan. The only will God has for us is for us to make up our mind, and it will honor the idea we accept as being true of us. So we listen to our higher intelligence. We let the discovery of higher intelligence guide us with love and with joy. And then we move forward doing what? Acting with confidence. I am now intelligent self-esteem, manifesting as spiritual self-esteem, turning on the light to my world and acting with confidence. I may have said this on the radio program before. One of the illustrations I have used in 34 years as a teacher is that there are people who light up a room when they enter, and then there are people who light up a room when they leave. Be the one who lights it up when you enter. And you can do this very clearly if you are self-confident. If you are confident in the truth of yourself and know that there is something wonderful waiting to happen as you. Affirm today, I appreciate what I know I am, a mighty moving power of God in my world. I know this is true of me. It looks out of my eyes, thinks my thoughts, makes my decision, and treats my world the way I want to be treated. The chief cause of failure, we are told, is the expectancy of failure. You hear me? The chief cause of failure is the expectancy of failure. Expectancy of failure is what? It is doubt of success. But what if you could turn it around and understand that everything is a success? You have successful failures and successful successes. You have people who are successfully happy and successfully unhappy. You have people that are successfully prosperous and successfully broke. Success doesn't care what you do with it any more than perfection cares what you do with it. Everything in your life is perfect. You can be perfectly happy, perfectly unhappy. I know you follow what I'm saying, but what you want to do is understand that even though there are countless people around who have deprived themselves of great achievement simply by not attempting the thing they could have achieved, you don't have to be one of them. Life responds to us in terms of the demands we make upon it, and we make a demand by doing what? Enunciating that demand by right of consciousness, by right of understanding, by right of intelligence, by right of spiritual reality. Life responds to us in terms of the demands we make upon it. Understand that. So the question I'll ask you today as we move toward the end of the program, and that is what? What kind of demands are you making today? The demands you are making is what you're thinking about all the time. If, as Dr. Chet Castellaw, one of our great, great religious science ministers, and he used to look at his students and say, you will not change your life if you do not change your story. The people in his classes understood this, and over again, I meet them and said, that idea changed my life forever. When Dr. Chet Castellaw looked at us and said, the reason people will not change their life is they will not give up their stories. What happened? It woke them up. And guess what? They stopped telling the story, and they stopped having the effect of the story in their life. So today, take this opportunity to affirm and know that if you do the thing, you'll have the power. And if you do not the thing, you won't have the power. Sounds like Yoda. That which responds to you in this thing called infinite love, infinite life, infinite mind, God, that which responds to you, my dear friends, is infinite. It is limitless. It is right where you are. It is ready to become anything you let it become. So act this day with confidence. Affirm and know that your confidence in action in, and what am I talking about? I'm talking about confidence in yourself. Know that it's there. Why? Because you have confidence in the limitless power that is within you, the originator of all experience within you. And to this power, all things are possible, we are told. Know today that your confidence is rooted in that which cannot fail. Know today that your confidence is rooted in that which has no history of failing. Know today that your confidence is rooted in that which is not bound in any way by precedent or past human tendencies. Know today that each and every action you choose today, everything you choose to do today, every enterprise you attempt is powered by the limitless. Know today that doubt is limiting. It denies this power. It denies God's power. So believe in God, in you, as you, today, and know that because you are believing in God, you are believing in what? Yourself. I lay aside all fear. I lay aside all doubt. I believe in God, therefore I believe in myself, and I act today on this belief. Act on this belief today, my friends, and let the power of positive purpose be your beautiful way today. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal at the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, California, inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeow Road in Fremont, California. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson in Fremont. Go toward the hills 3 blocks. You'll be at Blakeow and Stevenson. Take a right and you'll be in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio. Thank you for sharing this time with me this morning. And let the power of positive purpose again be your wonderful way.
Tonight, Wednesday, May 27th at 7:30 p.m., join us for our annual spring concert, which will feature our Spiritual Dimensions Choir and special guest artists Bev Barnett and Greg Newland. There is no charge for this event. You can visit Bev and Greg online and listen to their music at www.truewindmusic.com. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, right here on 1450 AM.